Oh my gosh, BK is here. Just like every year since what? When did your journey start?
I think 1500 BC. At least it feels like it. Hello, Derek. How is it?
Good. I'm so glad. Seriously, when I found out about some of the possibilities of people being able to come back for another year, and I know that you've been in that sort of graduate student mode, I wasn't sure if you were going to continue in the softball mode. Take us through that decision.
Yeah. So this is my my fifth year. I'll be here for 6 years actually. So I have one more year after this. So you're not getting away from me yet, Derek. Okay. So it kind of made me have this decision is I knew I wanted to play softball again. Like I knew I have my whole life to basically kind of grow up and go out in the real world. So I kind of wanted to play softball as much as I can while I still can. So especially with all this time, I knew it was perfect to get as much education as I could too, especially with my master's degree. So I kind of took it and kind of the best of both worlds right now.
That's incredible. Let people know what you're studying.
Yeah, so I have an exam literally in an hour from now, but you know, I make time for what I want. I'm just kidding. So yeah, I'm studying marketing. That's kind of what I kind of figured that my passion is through undergrad, my bachelor's degree. So I'm taking a few classes this semester, learning a lot with like the statistics part and kind of interpreting data. So it's kind of really interesting. I definitely picked the right path for me. Awesome.
That's great to hear. So let's market the softball team just a little bit here.
Okay.
Wow, this is going to be a real test.
Oh God, no! This is the real test tonight.
I just thought of this question. If you had to come up with like a campaign slogan for this year's team, you have time here. We're recording this. If you have to pause and think about it, let's work this out together.
Okay.
So I think the Bulls are going to be. Is explosive a good word?
I think we have a lot of the returners coming back, so I think we're going to have all the same players that we have, and plus, you know, the freshmen coming in that are going to help us exceed as well, more excel.
Excel as well, okay, so Excel has to be in there somehow.
Microsoft Excel, I'm used to using that.
Okay, very good.
All right, I'm used to that word.
That's a homework assignment then. It's not an exam. We were talking to Madison earlier, and, you know, she talked about how much you're helping her. You've helped her at first base and that kind of thing. And I'm guessing that you have that pass on the knowledge aspect to your existence right now.
So like my goal is to kind of help as many people as I can. Even when I first like stepped on the field as a freshman, I knew I wanted to get everything down pat as fast as possible. Coach would always tell me that like it's a process, and even when I mess up, it's a process and you're learning. But like I wanted to get it right as soon as possible, because that means I'd be ready as soon as possible. And I think doing all that, knowing what everyone else does, I was easy to not just help people at first base, but kind of know what's going on to maybe help my whole infield to the best that I can. And sometimes, like, I'm still learning from everyone else, too. And I think I've developed a lot just kind of hearing from what other people say. I'm like, no, you're right. Like, that's a good point, too. So as much as I want to pass on information of what I've learned throughout my 4 or 5 years here already, I kind of want to keep learning and adapting to everyone else, too. So
yeah,
if I could have helped Natty, especially with how this is all going right now, we've kind of been splitting the team up. So Maddie's been working with a lot of the underclassmen.
Good.
I'm hoping that what I've done, like, she's going to do a great job and kind of teach the freshmen at first base and hopefully just keep passing it down. And, yeah, I like to think I helped.
Awesome. And then last thing, I mean, this is, I'm not going to look at it as a bonus year for you, because you don't want to just, you want to accomplish a lot this year. Based on what I'm hearing and seeing and the some talents that's been added and everybody coming back that can come back, I mean, do you guys have some pretty big aims for this year as far as advancing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, so one thing that our Coach Erickson has always done is put us on the best schedule to get the best RPI that we can. I don't know exactly with all this on where we're going to go or who's going to come to us, because it's this year is going to be completely different. But I know for a fact that it's still going to be as competitive as always. Coach will always make sure of that. And honestly, that's all I want to play. If we had to play, yeah, Florida, if we can only stay in Florida, we have FSU, UF, we have UCF. Like, we have big-time schools here, too, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and as we've seen, people always generally come down here anyway, so you're going to get a tough schedule. Well, I'm so glad that you made the decision you did. BK, look forward to seeing you around.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it.
Good luck on the test.